This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Well, we're pretty steady here this morning. I think after yesterday's blow up in the soybeans, and that is the double-digit higher trade that we saw yesterday, I think it's nice to see just some steady trade and not pulling back immediately after that little burst higher, which was the second of the week. You know, we posted double-digit gains in soybeans on Monday, then again on Wednesday. We were down a few cents on Tuesday. We're not seeing the big daily flash sales from China that we're looking for. So to hold steady here today, in spite of not seeing those announcements, is pretty good. Corn steady as well. Wheat, a similar type story. After a big day yesterday in the wheat, I fully expected to see some kind of a little pullback this morning. We're not seeing that either. We're holding some positive trade in both Chicago, Kansas City, steady in Minneapolis. So just a good overall feel, but you have to wonder what do we have going forward as we have not only index fund rebalancing starting this afternoon, but we also have the January crop report coming out on Monday. Trader preparations for those will dictate trade here for the next few sessions. It could be an interesting couple of days.
So right now, Eric, whenever we see a positive move in the soybean complex, I guess assume that it has to do with good news with China. Is there just optimism right now then with the buying from China?
There is a lot of trade rumor, and people that are directly associated with the cash market itself have said these purchases have been made.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
March corn unchanged at 446 and 3 quarters. March soybeans down a quarter cent at 1066 and 3 quarters. March soybean meal down 10 cents at 305.30. March soybean oil up 9 cents at 49.40. Chicago wheat up a half cent at 518 and a half. Minneapolis wheat is up a penny at 571. Kansas City hard red wheat down 1.5 at 530 even. On the Merck, February live cattle up 53 cents at 235.05. January feeder cattle up 220 at 361.80. February lean hogs up $1.08 at 85.88. Class 3 milk down 13 cents at 14.95. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.